Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship today, I want to kind of share with you over the next several Sundays some of the expressions from the Psalms as the psalmist cried out to God, "Teach me, teach me." I think it's important that we as believers in Christ constantly be going to God's Word and asking Him to teach us. The tendency of society today is to, "Don't teach me, I already know." And we're unwilling to listen, unwilling to, all we want to do is share our opinion, is basically how the culture goes today. But for God's people, it's different. For God's people, it's the cry, "Lord, teach me." Listen as I read in Psalm 119, verse 33, "Teach me, O Lord." Now listen very carefully. "The way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end." The hue and cry of today, just tell me what I'm supposed to do. Well, there's sometimes more to it than that. Sometimes God wants to share more intimate things, more important things. For instance, as the psalmist cries out to God here, he said, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statute." Not just the command or the law or the statute, but I want to know the way of that law and that statute and that judgment. I want to know, Lord, what's your innermost thinkings on this? And I want to know so I can obey more fully the statute that you have to give. That's the way that's involved with that. And that requires study. That requires seeking after God's face. That requires getting out of yourself and totally submersing yourself in Him so you know the way of the statute. And then He says, "And I shall keep it unto the end." It's not just a statute with the Christian. It's not just the rule. It's not just the law that matters. It's the way of the master involved in that law and in that judgment and in that statute. I want to know God's heart behind what He wants me to do. I don't want to just be a machine just going about doing whatever. I just obeyed the law. I just did it. I didn't lie. Well, congratulations. But do you know the heart of God behind that? What's the heart of God? He wants us to know the truth. And the truth shall what? Set you free. Make you free. You see, there's so much more, folks, in this glorious book. There's so much more. There's not just the statute that we are to know. It's the way of the statute that I am to know. And that means I have to be a faithful student of the Word of God. And so what did David cry? "Teach me. Teach me." I'm the student. You're the teacher. In our society, we flipped it all around. We've done away with God. "I'm the teacher. I'm better than all my teachers," is the cry today. "I want you to hear my opinion." Listen, we need to go stuff it in a suitcase somewhere and throw it out in the dumpster. All of our opinions and notions and ideas. And we need to get serious about finding out the way of God's statutes. "Teach me, Lord, and I will keep them unto the end." That should be the heart cry of every child of God here in this sanctuary, but also anyone who knows the Lord Jesus Christ around the world, is to let the Lord teach me His way so that I might obey His commandments with a heart that is connected with His heart. Amen? May God give us that kind of heart today.